For the opportunity to address very briefly the events yesterday in Jersey City, and also, of course, to ask the Rishos of Mari V'Rabbi, Rabbi Terrigan, who's with us this morning. And I wanted to do through the prism of Masechta Brachos, which we're all, of course, studying this year as we grapple with the brutal murder of Leah Fencer, whose name was released late last night, in Moshe Deutsch, who were targeted in the kosher grocery store in Jersey City. And at a different plane, Detective Joseph Seals, and hopefully we'll get to that in just a moment. The last Mishnah, the second parak of Masechta Brachos, tells us about a machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel about the subject of Kriyat Shema for a Chazan. The Tanakhama takes the position that even though there's not a fundamental obligation for the Chazan to recite Kriyat Shema v'Laila HaRishon, based on the concept of Tirda de Mitzvah HaKoneis HaSabisula, and here again, I have to thank Rabbi Terrigan in the Elulzman of Tafshin Samach Beis, taught me the sugya of Shachtu Chachamim al Takanas Benos Yisrael, introducing all of the distinctions between Akone Sesa Besula and Akone Sesa Almana. But the halacha looks at something called Tirda de Mitzvah a little bit differently than Tirda de Rishus, or a mitzvah that's not associated with Tirda. So the Tirda de Mitzvah of Akone Sesa Besula grants, either according to the Rambam, a 72-hour dispensation or a 96-hour dispensation, according to other Rishonim, in terms of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, because the Tirda de Mitzvah occludes the ability to generate a proper amount of Kavana. And yet the Chachamim say that much as Rabbi Gamliel, a few Mishnayos earlier, indicated, Eini shomeo lachem levatel mimenu malchus shamayim afilu sha'achas, the Chachamim say that an individual, even if he's not Rabbi Gamliel, he still can aspire to that imratza likros kriyat shema kari. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagrees, and he disagrees in strong terms. Lo kol mi sherotza lito as Hashem yito. So the Gemara, the final Gemara in Masechta Brachos in the second parak, Tazayin Amid Beis, tries to figure out what exactly is in the kudas hamachlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Initially, the Gemara is a little skeptical because we have a tradition from the Mishnah in Masechas Pesachim, also quoted by the Gemara in Tainus, that we have a case that would indicate that the Shitos may have been reversed in this Mishnah, but when it comes to doing Malach on Tisha B'Av, which isn't formally prohibited, but counts, runs counted to the nature of the day, so we find there that the Shitos seem to be the opposite. The Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says a person can conduct themselves as a Talmid Chacham, even if they're not really on that level. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Achein Mukhlefes HaShita, really, the positions here might be reversed. But we follow the position, at least Tosfos does, of Rav Shisha Brei Deravidi, who says, Eina Mukhlefes HaShita, because there's a fundamental difference between these two areas when it comes to Kriyat Shema and when it comes to Malacha and Tisha B'Av. And it has to do with how one understands the Mechayev of something called Yohara. According to the position of the Chachamim, the real issue when it comes to Yohara is that for a person to be Poresh Min Hatzibur, for a person to separate themselves from what's going on in the community. So as such, if everybody else is reciting Kriyat Shema, and you want to, so to speak, be machmer on yourself to recite Kriyat Shema, that does not implicate the Isser of what we call Yohara. If, on the other hand, everybody's doing Malacha on Tisha B'Av, and you're not doing Malacha, that could implicate Yohara by virtue of Poresh Min Hatzibur. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel looked at it a little bit differently. He thought that Yohara was a form of spiritual exhibitionism. Mara Ba'atzmo, as Rashi in Pesachim and Daf Nun Hei, he says that the person is notel the keser precious v'yira shamayim, and maybe that's not really who they are in totality, and so it's again a form of spiritual exhibitionism. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, you actually find echoes of these two approaches, but let me focus on the approach of the Chachamim for just a moment in relation to yesterday's events. The idea of Poresh Min HaTzibur, a person to dissociate for themselves in the Tzibur, is amongst the issues that the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva says that a person could have many other wonderful attributes, yesh bo Torah, ma'asim tovim, ve'en lo chelek l'olam haba. And the Rambam there, as many of us have studied together, defines Poresh Min HaTzibur in very specific terms. Eino mis'ane b'ta'anisan, ve'eno nichnas b'chlal tzaratan. To have a sense of apathy or dissociation when people in the community are suffering. So at the very basic level, today is a day of nichnas b'tzarasan, to understand and to try to internalize as best we can, to inform ourselves, to be nosei ba'olim chavero, what it is that we lost when we lost the olam malei that was Moshe Deutsch, what it is that we lost when we lost the olam malei that was Leah Fencer, and to understand the suffering of the Jewish community at a particular level in Jersey City. But moving from that plane to the universal plane, we should also take stock of the loss of Detective Joseph Seals. I think everybody in this room appreciates, especially all the shuls that we go to now, we're living in a different era post-Pittsburgh, that everybody who puts on the uniform in the law enforcement community, there's a profound sense of brotherhood, which is a natural emergence of assuming grave personal responsibility. So all of the law enforcement members who are going to be at your shuls this Shabbos, it's a tragic week for them. And we should reach out to them, and we should make sure to offer them words of support and comfort. Just like we have a concept within our tradition of Mesu echad mina achim yidagu kol achim echad mibnei achabura yidagu kol achabura, there is an analogous phenomenon when it comes to members of the law enforcement community. This is something that's very difficult for them, and we should make sure to express our support for them. After all, they are assuming grave personal responsibility in defense of us and our families and our children and our community. And of course, the family of Detective Joseph Seals, somebody who was a very decorated police officer who was removing illegal guns from the streets. I think he was the most decorated police officer in what they called the ceasefire unit in the Jersey City Police Department, to recognize that he leaves behind an almana and five yesomim, and let's not forget the Psak Halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, and the Rambam says, "Ha'iv afilu ha'akum nitzavu chachamim lefarnei saniyehem bichlal ani Yisrael levakir choleim velikbor meiseyem." Because again, for the Rambam, it wasn't just a local issue of Darchei Shalom, but he says it's really a kiyum daraisa ve'alach debedrachav tov Hashem lakol v'racham avakol masav. If you look in the parallel text in the Shulchan Aruch adds one thing that you don't find in the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, which is Lenachim Aveleihem, to reach out with words of comfort, to try to find a way, and hopefully I will be able to identify a proper channel today, to communicate to the family that has suffered so much, whose father and husband will not be returning home. Today is a day of Nichnas Bitzarasan. Today is a day of not being Porish Minat Zibor, not from the Zibor in Jersey City, and not in the broader sense of the Zibor of Tzelem Elokim. So.